And we are back live. Welcome back, everyone. Day two of our September 2025 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. We had a productive day yesterday. We've got a handful of items left on today's agenda. We're going to jump right into it with item 16, upcoming fall park events with April Larson, who will be joining us virtually. She is the Parks Division Staff Specialist. Hello, April. We can see you.
Morning, Commissioner, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Happy Friday. Looking forward to presenting the upcoming park events for the fall. Yesterday, we had the honor of Lydia Austin and Matt Snyder from Custer State Park talk about a few events that are happening out in our west region. So I wanted to take a few minutes this morning to more or less invite you to a few additional events that are happening in the parks for the public. The first one will be coming up this weekend, and it's a larger event, which is the Homesteader Day at Beaver Creek Nature Area. Beaver Creek, if you're familiar, is down by Sioux Falls. This was one of the events that tourism has been really active with us as well in helping to promote over the years, and continues to see a great turnout. So if folks are interested, this Saturday, September 7th, from 1 to 4 p.m., families can come out, learn about the pioneer life. The Samuelson Cabin will be open for tours, so that's a great time to actually get to experience the full park. There'll be demonstrations and activities. We have folks that come and they dress up from the pioneer days. There's demonstrations. Typically, there's threshing demonstrations. There's butter and biscuit making, Civil War soldiers, Dutch oven cooking, rope making, candle dipping, music, and a lot more. It's a great event. Highly encourage folks. The next one coming up, that's a big one, also in the Sioux Falls area. This is an ongoing fourth annual event, is our Indigenous Artists of the Prairie. This is at Good Earth State Park on September 13th. It runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., similar to the Homesteader Day. This is a come and go event. There'll be live performances happening in the actual performance area, and then they also have vendors. I know a couple years ago I was able to attend, and I bought some great artwork from an Indigenous artist, and it's beautiful. So highly encourage this. The welcome center or the visitor center is always open as well, and there's always great hiking to do at Good Earth State Park. So it's a great family fun activity. The next one that always brings in a good crowd as well, is always fun, is the Harvest Festival, and that happens on September 20th up at Fort Sisseton Historic State Park. This also runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is an arts and vendor fair, but there's also a lot of hands-on activity. Folks can actually get involved and help us harvest the garden. So every year, Fort Sisseton Historic State Park plants a garden, and this is the time where they go in and harvest that garden. But then they make it a full event too with wagon rides. They have a harvest slingshot where they actually throw pumpkins into the ground, which is a lot of fun. And then there's also a kite flying activity. They have an 1860s baseball game. They have apple slingshots and just a lot more fun activities for the entire family. The next one I wanted to bring up is also an annual activity, or an annual event, I should say, is the Fall in the Park. This is at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area on September 27th. And it's happening at the Midway Beach, which is the pretty beach in Lewis and Clark, from 12 to 4 p.m. There's an obstacle course, demonstrations, the Zoomobile will be there this year. Just a lot of kids' activities to really get the kids and families involved. There's craft games, hay rides, there's always vendors there for food, music, and as you can see from the picture, there's typically like archery and some other really hands-on activities that get kids excited about recreating in the outdoors. The Fall Festival at Newton Hills State Park is happening again this year. This is also one that tourism really helps with promotion. You may have already seen a couple emails come out through our partners as well. I'm also working on a fall email to come from Game Fish and Parks as well. And we're targeting folks on Facebook and other social media platforms along with, if you're listening and you want to know more about these events, they are out on our event calendar, and you can reach that by going to gfp.sd.gov, and up at the top it says events. Click that events and it will bring you actually to our Go Outdoors platform, but all of the events are going to be listed there to click in, register, or to find more details. And Newton Hills State Park, the Fall Festival is definitely one you want to go learn more about. There's additional information out on the park Facebook page as well. On October 4th from 1 to 5 p.m., this is the 25th annual event of craft fair, food vendors, kids crafts, trebuchet throwing pumpkins. And then that evening is when they have from 7 to 9 a 2-mile self-guided hike. This is that iconic one where they line the hike with lights, and then this year they're going to have music and performers along that hike to really get the full fall festival feeling going. What's great about the Newton Hills State Park Fall Festival, or one of the great ones that in my opinion, is there's so many trees down in Newton Hills State Park, just south of Sioux Falls, and it's beautiful at this time of the year. All the leaves are turning, and it's a great time to be in the park. There's also some additional events happening in as we go into October, and a lot of them are related to Halloween. So just for your knowledge, and we'll be getting additional messaging out to local communities about these trick-or-treat and different events. Lewis and Clark is holding their trunk-or-treat event on October 11th. This is an annual event. You can see by the picture that kids are encouraged to go around and trick or treat, and then we have additional games, crafts, and activities with local park staff helping. New this year, I'm really excited. I'm still learning about all of the stuff that the park is aligning right now to have partners and vendors come in. New this year is Sitcha Hollow State Park on October 11th is holding Autumn in the Hollow. So this is going to be right during those peak fall colors, when the foliage is just like you're seeing on that photo, a lot of reds and yellows and green, or yeah, green, and it's just a great time for pictures for families, and that really iconic time to be in the park. For this event though, there's gonna be vendors, activities, and more. So as you're getting into the park, going for that iconic hike, you can also interact with park staff and get the kids more involved as well. Fort Sisseton is hosting their annual Haunted Fort and Maze. This is an annual event. When I asked the park, they said, well, it's been more than 10 years that we've been hosting this. October 17th and 18th, this is trick-or-treating happens, but they also decorate the fort, and they have various activities going throughout both those days. So they have a haunted maze. During the day, it's more kid-friendly. At the evening, they turn it into more of a fright, which is always a lot of fun as well, but it's a great time to experience the fort in a little bit different way. This year, again, down at Newton or North Point Recreation Area, the park is partnering with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to again put on their Spooktacular at the Spillway. This is October 25th. It is a kid-friendly event from 3 to 5 p.m., so no scares. Though the full spooks come on from 6 to 9 p.m. When it gets a little bit darker. There's going to be treats along the trail for some hiking. There's going to be decorations to enjoy. And then after dark, those scary things. So something to, again, eager to put on. This is the third year for this event. Out at Big Sioux Recreation Area, so the one that's hosting the iconic, this is the trick-or-treating event, October 25th. In 2022, this was the one where we had a record number of attendance of 4,100 participants. It brings out a lot of the community, which is a great event. Again, trick-or-treating from 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. You want to dress in your favorite costume and come enjoy the festivities. And then Mortimer's Monstrous Halloween is happening again at Oakwa Lakes Recreation Area October 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. Again, this is a family-friendly event, also highly anticipated by the local community. This is the 9th annual event. There's going to be trick-or-treating tables, trolley rides, skeleton scavenger hunt, apple slingshots, craft, yard games, and more. So always a great time to get involved. And the last event that I want to mention is the Richmond Forest Drive Fright Night. This one is also one of those highly anticipated local park events. October 25th, it's a family-friendly event with trick-or-treating. So there'll be costume and coloring contests for kids, games, scavenger hunt, and hay rides. So a great time for, again, families to get involved. I would highly encourage families to follow our park Facebook pages because then they can get the more detailed information locally about these events. If they have specific questions or they want to get involved or help with the events, we're always encouraging of that as well, and I would encourage them to contact the park directly. Otherwise, yeah, go on to our website, click the link, and then we'll be working on some additional messaging as well. The other last one I do want to mention. So this year, our park theme has been Make a Splash. And we've also been doing the Tag Fish activity. Both have been really popular. We've seen great reception from folks. Last day I looked, I believe we've had 755 visitors that have participated in the Make a Splash event. We just announced, though, our grand prizes that will be randomly drawn to those that have submitted 10 entries or more into the grand prize drawing. This year, in partnership with the Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota, we're able to offer a pedal kayak, a paddle board package, and then a aqua lily pad. So really excited to be able to promote these grand prizes in addition, and we're looking forward to seeing the grand prize winners out in our state parks recreating and continuing to enjoy the water. And with that, I will take any questions.
Very good. Thank you, April. Commissioner Locken.
Yes, Commissioner Locken here. April, how, wow, that's a lot of activities. How are you getting the word out to the public on all of this?
Yeah, great questioner, Madam Chair, Commissioner. We have actually a multi-channel approach when it comes to our events in promoting with our public. Many times our park managers are on local radio stations with the community, so they're informing the public about what's going on. From the state office, we're sending out emails locally to our park users, informing them of what's going on. We also send out social media posts and blasts from Game Fish and Parks website, or we're resharing from those park pages. The park pages, though, even in my role, I often go to the park pages to find those immediate what's happening with events. So I would really encourage folks to follow those Facebook pages. Though the most important way for folks to really get involved, and I make sure to include a link to it in pretty much every email I send, and we continue to promote, is going to our website, gfp.sd.gov, and then clicking on that event tab right at the top, or that link I should say, and it will go and show you everything that's happening in our parks. So really exciting. Yeah, if you have additional questions or...
Very good. Any other questions, comments for April? Seeing none, thank you for always keeping us up to date on the great work regarding the events that the department does year long. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to 17, the July and August camping unit and review book, revenue book, sorry, revenue.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Just another comment on those events and activities. Some of those you might kind of scratch your head and say, what's Game Fishing Parks got to do with trick-or-treats and trail events and things like that? But it's really kind of a twofold mission. One is it gets people out in our parks and showcases what we have. And as you can tell, those trick-or-treat events are extremely popular with the public. We usually do some sort of a trail element with that, and it's just a great way to get people out. You do have to have a park license for all those events, and so that's good too. And once they make that investment in that, hopefully they want to come back. But secondly, it's a way of our parks. Almost all of our parks are connected with our local chamber of commerce, whatever they call that, and sometimes they're called community business clubs, things like that. But it's a way of kind of giving back to the community too. A lot of those community businesses sponsor those events. I personally have been to the Big Sioux one, where they've had 4,100 people, took my grandkids up there, and it's amazing. I mean, there's police officers running back and forth to town to get more candy, other groups and that. So it's kind of fun. It's just another way to get people out. And we'll talk a little bit more about our park license sales here later on in the report. But yeah, just thought I would share that. So anyway, yes, I should have mentioned my name, Jeff.